Next to me as I write this is a photograph of a sleeping tiger cub. The cub's eyes are shut, his mouth is closed, his clawed paws are just outside camera range. But the tiger is not the focus of the photo. It's my then toddler, lying on a fake bearskin rug just behind the cub. Within clawing range, I'd say. But I'm no expert. Obviously. Never again will I allow my child to pose next to a real live tiger. And I took this oath long before what a tabloid would certainly headline, "The recent rash of tiger attacks, experts confounded." It was when I came across what I'll call, for lack of a better phrase, the body of tiger law and its frequent mention of a legal concept known as strict liability. Tigers, by nature, are wild animals. The law frowns upon the keeping of such beasts, so much so that in many places, if you own a tiger and the tiger injures someone, a court will hold you absolutely or strictly liable for the harm, even if you took great care in keeping cuddly killer in a particularly safe cage. A legal scholar once wrote that the owner of a dangerous wild animal subjects others to an abnormal risk. Strict liability, then, is the law's way of suggesting gently that the owner seriously consider getting rid of the animal, not just keep it in a padlocked storm shelter, say. That's from a tiger case from Indiana. In it, the court gave dangerous animal owners some wiggle room, even under strict liability principles. If a tiger escapes and injures someone, the owner is liable. But because the plaintiff in the case had placed his hand into the tiger's cage to pet the tiger, leading to a severe arm injury, the court decided that a jury should consider whether the plaintiff had assumed the risk of a tiger attack. Not to notice a disturbing Midwestern trend toward big cats gone bad, but a court in Iowa decided the same thing when Stubby the tiger reacted negatively to a friendly through-the-cage pat. These tiger tales and strict liability may have all started in the U.S. in 1878 with Ugly Buck, a deer the United States Supreme Court described as one with large and dangerous horns, but of vicious character and habits. It's an age-old story. Woman walks through commercial park enjoying ornamental shrubs, drinks from flowing stream known for medicinal qualities, and is attacked by Ugly Buck. The justices upheld her jury award for $6,500 because, among other things, owners of wild beasts are liable for the beast's beastly actions when the injured are without fault. I talked with my son Matthew about the time he came within a whisker of a tiger cub. He reported, "I really liked cats back then, so I was willing to go in there. It was thrilling." But if you tilt the photograph just so, he doesn't look particularly thrilled. And we likely won't be audience volunteers at a marine adventure park show anytime soon either, even though dolphins are now at the top of the favorite animals list. I just read the case involving Dimples the dolphin. Turns out that dolphins bite, too. I'm Amy Guida.